Coach Green's coming in right now.
Exactly.
Just got on the air. Hey, Coach, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Very excited to have Coach Green in studio with us as we're getting ready for Friday's Steg Mania, the launch event for Georgia men and women's basketball. And there's going to be a lot of cool stuff going down over there. The dunk contest for the men, the three-point contest.
Are you doing the dunk?
The
You're women. Not in it, are you? You're just going to – okay, all right, just checking.
You got a trampoline for me? I could probably do it that way. But
we can also get one.
I don't know if we could get enough liability insurance.
I was going to say, just sign a waiver and you're good to go.
I was going to say, not comfortable doing that. Yeah. But am comfortable having Coach Green in studio and talking with him about this. So you guys must be pretty fired up to get things going on Friday, huh?
Well, I think we are. It's still a lifetime away for us as a team because we have a full week of practice and we started last week with our official practices. But I do think the guys are excited. I don't have any question about that. I think participating in the dog walk this past Saturday and being a part of that. And
that was cool.
It was really cool. And you know what was really cool for me? Not only going through it and meeting a lot of people, but then standing off to the side because I'd never seen one with the football team. I hadn't been over there yet. Mm-hmm. And so to see them come through and to see the way the fans respond to the coaches and the players and everyone, to see the pageantry of it, but I really liked that when our players, we had numerous players stay back to watch it too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in the embrace, the hugs, the handshakes, you know, all those different things that they have with the football team. And to me that was cool. I mean, it just kind of goes to show the togetherness not only on this campus but in the sports community inside the campus.
Yeah, it's certainly cool to see you guys walking through the dog walk, and you know, I'm there taking pictures, and I think, you know, as the dog walk was over, I see Coach like walking up, and I go, I just looked at you, and you just have this kid in a candy store look on your
very,
face.
Yeah. The only disappointing thing is it's moving so fast, you can't shake every hand or fist bump everybody in line, but it was good. It was good for our players, like I said. It was good for the recognition of the fans to be able to see these guys before the season starts. And we knew we were there for a great event when it comes to Georgia football and the fact that people get a chance to show those players in that sense and without their helmets on just how much they appreciate them.
So how did Steg Mania come about?
Well, I think it's something that we wanted to do something that would kick off the season. And the name, I'm not even remembering who came up with the name, but it's a great name. And again, when you put people in a room together and you say, okay, this is what the vision is, this is what we're trying to accomplish, this is who we want it to be for, which is everybody, and this is what we want people to come away with. And then you let people run, and that's exactly what's happened with this. And it's a working document, so to speak. And there's a plan. There's been numerous meetings every week for the last month and a half or so. To get it laid out, and the bottom line is there's changes coming all the time to it because you want to make it as fun as it can possibly be, not only for the Georgia students, but you want it to be great for the Georgia community. It's homecoming weekend. There'll be a lot of people that'll be obviously in that day, that night, that they get a chance to participate it in, especially they don't have to wake up early to tailgate the next morning because because the football game's not till 7:30. I know some people still will wake up that early.
Yes, they will.
Or not even go to sleep.
Yeah.
But it's just a chance for ourselves, for Joni Taylor's team, to really show people what they've been working on, build some energy, build some excitement, build some face and name recognition, and have them understand like this is going to be we're here to have fun, we're here to win, but we're here to have fun too.
Any early favorites for that dunk contest? You watch these guys a lot in practice and stuff.
Well, I'm just hoping that we're not as much into missing dunks as we sometimes do in practice. We spend a lot of time on making layups, to be honest with you, because what you find out when you're doing drill work, especially in the preseason and offseason, it's a lot easier to go in and dunk the ball with nobody really guarding you than it is to go in and make that layup with a little bit of pressure. And we want to make sure that we're as fundamentally sound as can be. But dunk contest winner, I'm not ready to go there yet. I said I'd have one by Friday. I'm gonna let the Duncan loosen up a little bit more this week. I have somebody in my mind, but I'm gonna wait and see what I feel on Friday. I'll go with a feel Friday night.
That's fair.
I like the Steg Mania version of a Friday before a football game than a midnight of the first. I know that used to be a bigger deal than the midnight of the first practice and kind of midnight madness. I know a lot of schools do well with that, but I think this is gonna work better for us.
Well, I think so too. I don't think you're wrong at all about that. I mean, midnight used to be because that's when you could kick off practice.
Right.
And we've done both, and we've had a lot of fun with it. But I think we'll have some guests. I think we'll have a great. I think we're gonna have a lot of people. I really do. I think what's been, again, and everybody matters. I don't care if we got 100 people in there, 1,000 people in there, 5,000, 6,000. It doesn't make a difference. When you're trying to really get people to be behind your program and you're trying to move the needle when it comes to your ticket sales and your fan engagement and the energy of the building, it's not corny to say that everybody matters. And we want this event to be, whether it's families, whether it's students, whether it's couples that have been coming for 20 years, 30 years, whatever it is, and especially, I was going to say, the thing that is so exciting for me is how many people are telling me they're buying tickets for the first time or for the first time in a long time. And that means that they're paying attention. And I'm excited about that. But I'm also excited for them to see how hard these guys have worked since we got here in March at improving their bodies and improving their skills.
Georgia basketball coach Tom Crean in studio with us. And, Coach, you have been working with this team for a while now. How far along in the process in terms of getting ready for the season would you say you guys are, and what things do you think y'all need to work on?
Well, usually you have a better idea of your league because you've been in it, and you just have that institutional knowledge of your league, right, or league knowledge. I don't have that yet, right? I know what I've seen on tape. I know what I saw in years past and television last year and things of that nature. So really what you learn is you can study the opponent, but you can truly only control what you can control, which is making sure that your players are really making strides athletically, making strides fundamentally. I think we're doing that. The same thing I said at the very beginning when we got here is the same thing I say now. We're a long way away from being able to make consistent shots. We've got to be able to shoot the ball outside at a good rate. They're working extremely hard at it, and their buy-in has been tremendous. I say that with no trepidation at all. It really has. Again, I know we haven't doled out any playing time yet, but their buy-in, the way these people, the way these guys carry themselves, conduct themselves, their work ethic, who they are as people, it's been excellent. So when you have that and you've got that buy-in, you can really get better. But we're learning about spacing. We're learning about the commitment you've got to have to finishing your cut, using the entire front court, not only pressuring and being able to play fast in the back court, but being able to use the front court. The big emphasis this week, I guess it's not as much where do we got to go, but like, okay, what's the point of emphasis? We got to move the ball quicker when we play right now. It's got to be maybe a dribble less. You know, a big adage for us is dribble less out front, meaning in the backcourt. Push the ball out, but take another dribble more around the basket to create a better angle. But in the meantime, you're trying to move that ball as quickly as you can to the open man. We've got to get better with that. We've got to get better with our closeouts and our blockouts when it comes into the defense. We're going to really, really work transition defense and offense this week, but we want to continue to build that confidence that you've got to have to not only make the next pass, but trust that it's going to come back and be ready to shoot it.
I had a couple of player-specific questions. The first one is about Rayshon Hammonds. He came in with a lot of fanfare, obviously, as a high-profile recruit, had a good freshman year. There were definitely some hiccups along the way. But a player that a lot of people look at for Georgia in terms of a guy that just his development was crazy was Yonte Maton from freshman to sophomore, and then again from sophomore to junior, he just took these huge strides. Is that something you're kind of focusing on with Rayshon? Because I think he can be a very, obviously, important part of this basketball team.
Well, we're focused on the improvement of every one of them. It doesn't matter if it's walk-ons and Christian Harrison, Connor O'Neill, and Jack Herring, our freshman walk-on. I mean, there's no room to not get better. But in the case of Rayshon, he is. He definitely is. He was banged up a little bit at the end of the summer in the sense with some hamstring issues, so he missed a little bit of time. But he looks pretty healthy now. He's definitely changing his body. He's learning the speed that we want to play at and what we're going to expect of him in there. He's on the perimeter quite a bit. He's cutting and slashing. He's got to do an even better job of moving without the ball. We've seen improvements in his shooting, no question about that, and holding his follow-through, building his mechanics, getting his footwork down where he's not leaning and falling to the side when he shoots it. And again, he probably went through a lot of freshman mistakes that guys make when they're freshmen. Mm-hmm. But he's really – I would say the light bulb really went on for him late April, and then you could definitely see it in the summer. Like, he realized, no, I'm not picking on you. We expect great things. I'm not chastising you. You know, there's a demand here, and you can be better, and you can do it better. And I think he's been one of the keys to that buy-in. Like, he feels himself getting better, and when you ask him to do it again or say, this, we have to do this better, we have to do that better, he gets it. And he doesn't take it in a negative way, which has really been important for us. And when you have that kind of growth mindset at getting better, you can't help but get better. And I think I don't have any question that if he stays on this improvement rate that he's on, he could have a very, very good sophomore season.
And the point guard position was really the other thing I wanted to ask, because you have Tyshawn Hightower, you know, you have Tyree Crump, and you have Turtle Jackson, all guys that have played the point before. And some have kind of surmised that maybe, you know, Turtle could also play the two in a system that runs pretty quickly, and maybe that, you know, Crump and Hightower might be more the points. What would your thoughts kind of be on that?
Well, and I think you have to put Ignas Arjunas and even Ty Fagan to a degree in the way. It's different for us, and I think you'll see it as time goes on. Positionless. Now, the point guard position is crucial in this sense. We want to have guys that can really make good decisions on the break. There is no way, no matter how fast we play, no matter what we do, that we can win in this league if we're turning the ball over. And so I think I have to make adjustments to what we want to do, you know, and what we see long term all the time here with this team, based on that decision making, based not only on the shooting, but based on the decision making. And we want to play the old John Wooden quote of "be quick but don't hurry" is really, really important in this team. I mean, it really is, because here, I said this a few minutes ago, we got to move the ball quicker. We got to move the ball one dribble less. Being the point guard doesn't mean that you dribble the air out of it. Being the point guard doesn't mean that you continually look for your opening. You've got to create for others. And to me, the best teams I've coached had numerous decision makers, had numerous guys. Well, first off, they all understood the ball needed to move, but numerous guys that could create for others and enjoy doing it. That's who the point guard is. Now, with that being said, we've got guards, and there's places for all of them, because we can play. In my coaching life, I've had a two-guard offense that went to the Final Four. We've had three guards. We played four guards, okay? It's really a matter of decision-making and spacing. Who can you guard on the other end is a huge component of this, and are we not turning the ball over? My best teams did not – we turned it over some, and there's going to be some of that when you play fast. But we didn't turn it over ridiculously. We didn't have a bunch of unforced errors. As you watch us grow, the guys that are committing unforced errors probably aren't going to have the ball in their hands a lot or be in the game a lot, right? We've got to be able to do that. So that's a long answer to saying that I don't really know who the point guard is. I don't know what I don't know about the past, okay? I've watched film. But as far as understanding the way we want to play, the one place where we're probably behind in by design is probably in running a lot of ball screens right now. And our offense has had a lot of ball screen actions over time. But we're trying to get that decision-making, get the ball out in front. Kids have to understand, anybody has to understand, when you're handling that ball on the ball screen, it's not for you, it's for your team. And that's where we've got to continue to strive. So I'll be able to make answers or give answers to that in a better way as we move forward.
Coach, when you were at Marquette or Indiana, I know you had a view, every coach does, of what the SEC was like, you know, looking at it from the outside in. But in the last 20, 30 years, I think the caliber of coaches, the resumes that a lot of you guys have is as strong as it's been. I'm even going back to, like, Coach Durham, Dale Brown, you know, Wimp Sanderson, Sonny. Sure. I'm going way back then. What are your thoughts now of what the SEC is in basketball?
Well, we just had a league meeting for the head coaches this past Thursday in Birmingham. And I'm sitting there, and it's a tremendous meeting. Greg Sankey's there. Dan Gavitt from the NCAA comes in. Mike Trangisi, who's working in a consultant role with the league, who was my commissioner when we were in the Big East. Dan Leibovitz, who runs the basketball side. J.D. Collins, the whole deal, right? We're going through it, but I'm looking around that room. It's like Calipari's presiding over it because he's the lead coach as far as for the organization of the coaches this year. It was his turn to run it, but there's Rick Barnes sitting down there. He's going to end up in the Hall of Fame. You got a lot of guys.
Now, how many guys have been to the Final Four?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
it's like half the league.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and so you're sitting around and you're looking at it. And then I'm looking at Mike Anderson, and I coached against him when he was at UAB. And you're looking at Konzo Martin, who's building it. And you're looking at Bryce Drew and Will Wade. And I'm sitting next to Ben Holland, who went to three straight Final Fours. And that wasn't good enough at UCLA. I mean, think about that for a minute.
Yep.
And so I'm sure I'm leaving people out, not by design, but, like, that's how good the league is. So when you know you have that level of coaching that can not only X and O scheme, have a system, but recruit and develop – And then you know about the fan bases and the way that the attention is really just garnering it at just a warped rate of speed now, all right, for this league. It's tremendous on a national level. I mean, it's just tremendous. So it's fun to be a part of it. I'm not sure it's going to be fun every game night, but it is a lot of fun to be a part of it.
It's great stuff. So Stegmania coming up this Friday. I know everybody's excited about that. And also, like the fact that I know it might be sort of an inconvenience for you and Joni because it's not your normal game day, but to have that doubleheader to start out the first game of the season.
Oh, I like that. I think that's great. I'm not opposed to that at all. I mean, especially,
I think it's cool.
Now it's a little harder if it's in the afternoon,
right?
Yeah, that can cut into your game day. But no, I mean, I think this is fantastic, and I mean, we're going to be as supportive of her as we can be. I was at my first volleyball game a week ago. I mean, it just, I love it. I love it. I was really, and you didn't ask this, but I stayed on the field on Saturday after we took our recruits off, and I ended up talking to some different people, and it got to be about 5 minutes before kickoff, so I'm not hitting my seat.
Right.
So I stayed down there to watch the opening. I mean, it was like a welcome to Georgia moment for me being down there. I mean, it was just, I was just standing there, and eventually I was standing there with Commissioner Sankey, but I'm just taking it in. I mean, the flyover,
awesome.
The videos, when the players come out, and just seeing it from that vantage point, it is all here. I mean, it is all here. So when we can share in it with somebody else in sports like Joni's team, it's fantastic.
Coach, thank you very much for coming in. We'll catch you. We'll catch you again.
And we better catch you Friday night.
Yes,
better
absolutely.
See both of you in there. Good.
Oh, Friday, you know, night. I'll be there. Sam will be there. Looking forward to it. We'll get the word out
good.
All
thank
week
you.
Long. Stegmania.